Excuse me. How far is to Mount Baker?
Mount Baker. As the crow flies, about 12 miles.
Really? What if I'm an East Asian chinchilla monkey running as fast as I can? How far is it then? Or how far is it as the beaver swims? Let's say I'm a beaver swimming upstream with my family and one of my beaver kids snaps a flipper. How far is it gonna be then? Or I'm a three-legged cat, right? He's a blind squirrel, we're handcuffed together and we just gotta make our way across. Is that more than 12 miles now or a little bit less? Because I got a Cocker Spaniel who walks backwards spitting nickels, okay? Likes to tack back and forth against the wind. What's his ETA, roughly? Or maybe I just saddle up a zoogeographer like yourself and ride your ass all the way to Mount Baker. How far is it then? Huh?
This should be at the end of the show, but it's not going to be because there's been a delay with the program that follows me. Let's just say there's been a distraction. Ken and Andy will be along eventually. But meanwhile, I'm going to continue playing music after 6 o'clock. But for now, let me back announce. We heard Geiger von Muller on guitar with Alien Fig Yogurt Incident. McCoy Tyner from his amazing album Trident, just a favorite of mine. I think it was 74 or 75 came out, just a trio. We heard Celestial Chant from McCoy Tyner. Max Roach and Maboom did Onomatopoeia. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim for explaining to us how he became a poet. So I'm going to go find some more music to fill airtime until Ken and Andy get here. But meanwhile, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. My name's Irwin. I'll be back in about 30 seconds with more music, and then I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, so stay tuned.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, is everything okay, brother?
No, everything's not okay at all. I'm all wet.
Yeah.
The basement here at WFMU is flooding.
Yeah.
There's a beeping going on.
No. I'm sorry to interrupt. When I say is everything okay, I'm saying, am I okay? Is anything going to affect me?
Oh, yeah, you're okay.
Oh, then we're fine, buddy. Okay, don't worry about it.
Oh, man, things are getting better already. I figured out where the beeping was coming from.
So why don't you fill our listeners in? So we do a show every week at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. So at 3 minutes to six, 3 minutes ago,
yeah,
you noticed that an alarm went off in the basement?
There's been this construction crew working here all day. They came here unannounced for a project.
Right.
And they burst a pipe. They burst a huge water pipe, the main. They burst the main water pipe coming.
And is water still flooding in now?
Yeah, so water is currently flooding into the WFMU.
And what? So that's in the basement. What floor are you on?
I'm on the second floor, so I'm...
So will we be able to finish this one-hour broadcast before you get flooded?
Well, I don't know, because there's a lot of infrastructure down there in the basement, and if
I'm asking the important questions.
Yeah.
Will I be affected? Will this show be affected?
Well, the show could be affected, yes.
How?
If the water reaches our internet equipment, it'll knock us off the air.
How will we know we're knocked off the air?
That's my restless leg syndrome, by the way. I don't think we've ever heard that before.
Yeah, you're a little upset. I can tell you're a little distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was there for you, buddy. I'd give you a hug.
Oh, that would make all the difference.
I'd rub the top of your head.
Oh, really, man.
Vigorously.
Oh, man, I wish you were here.
I know how you love that.
To rub the top of my head.
I'd give you $20. That's Susan's. Oh. That often eases the pain in almost every case.
Yeah, that would really help.
So the water's flooding in. Who is downstairs taking charge?
Big Maddie Warwick is down there.
Oh, my God. Ken.
Yeah.
Ken. I've met Maddie Warwick. Ken.
Yeah.
You're doomed. Put on your life jacket, brother.
Well, we've called the fire department.
Oh, this will be great. Oh, good. Oh, well, we should explain that I am Skyping in today. I couldn't get in.
Yes, right. Why is that? Why couldn't you make it?
Well, I knew there was some incompetent workmen going to be working in the basement.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of distance myself.
I wish you had told me, because I've been waiting almost a year for these incompetent guys to show up.
Yeah.
And today they show up unannounced.
They show up unannounced.
Hey, the fire department's here.
Why don't you put on some records? Or give me a co-host. Put somebody on the air with me.
There's nobody here. There's Don.
I know you want to leave the mic. I know you're itching to go downstairs, right?
No, I'm fine, buddy. I'm fine.
Are you really?
I mean, I'm planning on doing the show, and I'll get down there in an hour and survey the damage.
But wait, how are you going to get updates?
I won't get an update until 7 o'clock. I can watch. I can see the front door. I can see Big Maddie Warwick letting in. Now another two firemen are coming in. They're Jersey City's finest, Andy. They'll be able to fix it.
I'm not worried about the firemen. I've met Maddie Warwick.
Yeah. But now there's four firemen and one Maddie Warwick, so he's a little bit outnumbered.
He could take them.
He might be able to. He is bigger than all of them so far.
Oh, God. I'm so grateful I'm not there. Oh, my God. Oh. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, the same incompetent construction crew today, they almost poisoned us out of the building during my morning show. They had a generator, and they put the generator such that it was pouring carbon monoxide into the building. And it set off all the fire alarms. The fire department came at about 10:30 this morning, and... If anybody had been working on the ground floor or the basement, they would have had to evacuate. But because we were all up on the top floor, we didn't have to evacuate.
Why don't they just build a fire department auxiliary unit right in the building, right next door to you?
Well, they are.
So they don't have to travel so far.
That's a great idea. That's a great.
You should... Hey, it's important that that you hired the guys with the lowest bid. That's the important thing. You saved $120.
These are not the guys with the lowest bid. This is.
Well, I mean, just their name, Incompetent Construction Incorporated.
Oh, that's not what they're called.
I didn't understand.
Yeah. Incompetent Co. I don't want to announce their name because
you want to protect their reputation. That's the most important thing. You want other people in the tri-state area to hire them next week.
Well, I know that this is going to be an insurance claim, and there might be lawyers.
There it is, listeners. Ken's going into sales mode right away. How will we possibly pay for the increased insurance premiums, Ken? Maybe a marathon in March, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know that there's going to be increased insurance premiums. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. No, you're right. Could be.
I'm so glad I'm not there. Oh my God.
I mean, what happened?
For one thing, me parking in front of a fire hydrant would have been problematic this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when all your hand sanitizer that you've been hoarding, when that all went up in flames, did your insurance premiums go up?
You mean in my garage?
Yeah.
All my apocalyptic provisions?
Yeah, all your hoarding.
It's so funny. I have all the apocalyptic provisions and the food supplies, and you're the ones with one emergency after another.
Yeah, well, we can't get our hands on any supplies because somebody's been hoarding them.
Oh, I saw some Purell at CVS in Jersey City. I should have bought you some.
Oh, in those tiny little bottles.
How can you be just chatting up trying to do a lame foreplay when your building is about to crumble?
Hey, man, Big Maddie Warwick is on it. They're going in and out, in and out. Things are happening.
Aren't you dying to go downstairs? Why don't you put somebody else on the mic and go? Why don't you just go with a cell phone?
There's nobody here except for Don Fleming, and he goes on the air next, and he's preparing for his show.
Really want to do a show? Do you want to, like, can you collect yourself and keep it together and focus?
Are you not entertained?
I guess I am now that you mention it. Finally, a little bit. Finally, a little interesting banter, repartee, kick off our hour.
Yeah, let's finally go. Well, first we should tell people that they should buy tickets to our DJ stand-up comedy night.
Yeah, bring your galoshes and come on down.
That's a week from Friday night.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, if you come early, you can help us mop up first.
No, the mopping will be done by then. Wait, hang on. Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling, Andy.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's calling from Ontario, Canada. What could that be about? Should I take the call?
You do whatever you want, son.
It's probably a scam. I'm not going to take it.
All right.
Okay, so...
Ken, I have to admire you. Your building is going under. Your beloved station...
Well,
has firemen crawling all over it, looking to plug the leak.
Well, here's the thing, Andy. We do move everything off the floor, so nothing in the basement is sitting on the floor.
Man, the show really goes on. But can they turn off the main? Is the water still pouring in?
That's the problem. Is that I couldn't turn the water off.
But give me an update. What's happening now?
There's fire. Fire department.
Oh, for the love of God. Ken, call Maddie Warwick. Call him on your cell phone. Dial like the wind.
They're trying to turn the water off. What is there?
Oh, for the love of God. I'll call Maddie Warwick. What is your problem? Wait a minute. I got his number.
What's there to say? They're trying to turn the water off.
Say whether or not the thing's been turned off. Wait.
Oh, Christ. All right. I'll call him. Hang on a second.
Of course, call him.
I'm going to call.
Wait, what is his number? Let's see if he picks up for me.
No, let's see if he picks up for me.
Yeah, the boss. Hold on. I'm calling him now.
No, I'm calling him now.
Well, it's too late. I already called him.
Oh, well, it's ringing for me.
Oh, my call's been forwarded.
Hello?
Hi, Big Maddie Warwick, please.
Hi, I'm on the. I don't know if I can talk right now.
Did they turn the water off yet?
Oh, that's encouraging.
The water is still going. What? They might have to shut off the water for the whole building.
Oh.
They concrete is covering the main thing that covers. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, incompetentcompany.com cemented up the valve that they need to turn the water off with.
They can't turn the water off. Ken takes his after show dump
every week at 7 p.m. So now they're smashing some concrete, and they're going to turn off the water for the whole building because there's no way. What they broke was basically something that is water coming to the building.
Right.
And there's no way to turn it off outside of turning off the water to the whole building.
Man, incompetentcompany.com, they do a really incompetent job, don't they?
Ken, when you need to take your dump.
They left. They left. The freaking company that caused all this just left.
Yeah, I would leave too.
When I let the firefighters in, I came back out and they were gone.
They're on their way to Vancouver, probably.
Oh my God!
I'm surprised they waited this long before they left.
Oh man, I want to mention the name of this company so bad.
Why don't you?
Because this is heading towards it's heading towards lawyers. All right, thanks, Matt.
No problem.
Hang on. Andy had a question for you. Andy, what did you want to ask Matt?
Hey, Matt, how's the record fair looking this year?
Matt, how's the record?
I can't hear Andy.
Oh, he's asking you how the record fair is lining up.
Oh, it's lining up great.
Is it mostly older vendors, or are there any new faces this year that we can expect?
Are there many new vendors coming this year, Matt?
There is some new vendors coming this year.
That's great news.
Yeah, that is great news. Matt, why on earth would you be babbling about the record fair when your building is going under?
Matt, why in the world are you babbling about the record fair when the building's getting flooded out?
I guess you're right. I gotta go.
Okay.
Yeah, you're too polite.
Bye, Matt.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, we're in good hands. You have nothing to worry about, Ken.
Hey, it's the Jersey City Fire Department, man.
Yeah, no, you know, that Matt Worker will captain the ship. He'll get us safely to port. Don't worry about it. So, Ken, where will the station be located next week? I just need to know, you know, where do I drive to?
I'll get back to you on that. We do
Is
have
some elaborate ploy to raise money for next year's marathon?
No, we do have... everything lifted off the ground by a couple of inches, and then there's two sump pumps. So if the sump pumps are working, then maybe we'll be okay.
What was the volume of water coming in? Was it just flooding in?
Yes.
Gallons and gallons?
Yes.
But where will the gallons go?
Into the sump pump. Although I don't know, into the sump pump well. Although I don't know if the sump pump will be able to keep up with it. Because it was a giant main that they broke, and it was just flooding into the building.
So you can go. What's the longest you've gone in your adult life without a flooded basement story to tell?
I think this ends it. This ends.
Yeah,
life.
This is it. Yeah, you've been. It's been over 2.5 years.
Yeah, it has been. It's been since. Since sometime before I left Hoboken.
Yeah.
But thanks for pointing that out.
No. That's it's your lot in life.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, Ken, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We are ready to go with our show.
Oh, for the love of God. How can you do a show? You have firemen crawling all over the room. Why don't you do this, Ken?
Yeah.
Why don't you have Maddie come upstairs?
Okay.
I'll do the show with Matt. I'll do the same show we were playing with Matt.
No,
and you go down and you tip the firemen. You know, if you tip them 20, 30 bucks, they do a better job. Call Matt.
No,
I'll do the show with Matt.
I'm going to leave it to Matt. He's already established
a rapport with the firemen. Yeah.
He's already won the first couple of rounds of Ultimate Fighting. They respect him now. They're not going to try to force ice cubes up his butt. If I go down there, we'll have to go through all that all over again.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for sharing that. So, and this happened on a Wednesday at 3 minutes to 6 o'clock.
Yes, 3 minutes to 6.
So here's my impression of God all day Tuesday and most of Wednesday. Quick impression. I don't usually do impressions, but I think you'll like this.
Okay,
ready?
Go ahead.
This is God. Not yet. Wait for it. Not yet. Hold on. Wait for 6 o'clock. Hold on. Not yet. Now.
And when they said now, that was at 3 minutes to 6?
Yeah, that was, he was waiting for Andy's show.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because I said something that could have been misconstrued about God on the air a few weeks ago.
I see.
I knew he'd get me. He never forgets.
So
nobody holds a grudge like the Lord Almighty.
Well, he also hit us this morning at 10:30 during my music show when.
Yeah. Oh, he hates you too.
Yeah, they tried to poison us with gas.
He hates you. At 10:30. I've heard him talking about you.
Oh, God. I'm so filled with rage. Will you still give me that $20 bill?
To bribe the fireman?
No, for me.
What for? Wait, just remind me what that's for.
Oh, you were going to rub the top of my head and give me a $20 bill.
Oh, yeah, that's right, to make you feel better.
To make me feel better.
I know you. I know how money makes you feel. I know you're orgasmic for 2 weeks every March. I know that.
Hang on, I have to change my chair.
Oh God.
See, I'm all wet. Oh God, now I'm so. Oh. I got all.
Are you really wet?
Yeah.
Hey, don't miss this opportunity. You could pee your pants right now. Nobody will ever know.
That's a good point.
This is a chance that only comes for you once every 2.5 years.
Well, in fact, I just made the chair I was sitting in was all wet. That's why I wanted to.
Exactly. You could pee the chair. Oh, my God. I'd be in heaven if I was there.
And now I'm starting to wrap my head around what's going on, too, Andy, because I'm supposed to fly out of town tomorrow morning.
Okay. Interesting. You're going to make that flight?
At this point, I don't know what's going to happen.
Huh. Let me see if I care. Give me a second.
Okay. I know the answer. You care a lot.
I know. I just don't.
Oh, something's.
I sort of just did a little brain scan. I just kind of checked on how I was feeling.
Something's wrong. Huh? What the hell's wrong? It says here that you do care. Hang on.
Oh, Kenny. We actually had a great topic today.
Let me restart. Okay.
Kenny, do you want to just really do a show?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what we do now that there's no water. Or eventually, sooner or later, they're going to turn off the water.
Yeah. Take your weekly dump now.
And people are still going to be coming into the station. They're going to need to use
You better order some bottled water.
Well, fortunately, we have a whole bunch of bottled water.
Hey, you better get a Port-a-John in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're right. God is right. Well,
oh, my God.
It's funny. It's ironic you're asking God for help now.
You're right.
You burst your water main.
You're right. We're going to need a Port-a-John.
Yeah.
Well, not really. You know, we could.
No, not really.
We could
Tell us why the DJs can take a dump in the lobby, Ken.
No, they wouldn't do it in the lobby.
Yeah.
No, they would do it in the toilet bowl.
Go ahead. I want to hear this. I want to hear this all planned out. Go ahead. They do it in the toilet bowl. So the DJ comes in at 8 p.m.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does his business in... Hey, maybe you should put like shifts. Like for the first 6 hours of this ordeal, of this emergency, use the second floor toilet.
Oh, tut tut, Andy.
No. Hold on. And then the second shift, the next 6 hours, is the third floor toilet.
You wouldn't know what to do to take a dump if the water was turned off at your house. I can tell. You have no idea.
What, you would get a bucket? You'd be pouring water in? What would you do?
Yeah, you pour water into the upper tank.
Okay. Well, you better get some buckets, right?
We got buckets. We got buckets and we got 5 gallon bottles of water.
Ladies and gentlemen, WFMU. It's freeform radio.
We don't need no stinking portage on.
It's Freeform. It's Freeform Radio. We don't need your portage on. We've got buckets.
Oh, there goes Jessica. She just left. She escaped.
Yeah. Is that her running up Montgomery right now?
That's her.
Yeah, running as fast as her little feet can carry her. Say goodbye to Jessica. You won't be seeing her again.
Bye, Jessica.
Yeah, bye, honey.
Yeah, I guess she probably should. I guess that's another thing I could do is tell people to not come in.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
To work from home, where maybe you have a working bathroom at home.
Why don't you declare Friday bring your own bucket day?
That's a great idea. Hang on a second. Bring your own bucket day. Instead of dress up Fridays, it's bring your own bucket day.
Yeah, bring your own bucket day.
That's a great idea.
Sure.
Excellent.
How proud you must be.
And then if you, what's that mnemonic?
Mnemonic device,
yeah. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
You know where I heard that for the first time
from? Where?
Mayor Koch. There was some kind of emergency.
There you go.
So, Ken, we actually had a pretty good topic. We were going to invite callers to call and challenge us. They would describe a famous album cover from their collection.
Right.
They wouldn't tell us the band or the year, just the album. Just describe the album cover, the photo on the album cover, the design. Describe it in some detail, and you and I, just based on their description, would see who could divine, who could guess what album it was before the other.
That's the idea. Let's go. Hi, you're
really?
On the...
You want to do it?
You're on the air.
Oh, for the love of God.
Hi. Am I on the air?
You are on the air. You're our first caller.
Awesome. Hi, Ken. Yeah. Hi, Andy.
Hi, we're looking
Jeff
for a
from
plumber.
Andy, he's trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying, but, you know, I'm kind of failing.
Well, best of luck. Can I wish him luck? Best of luck in your attempt to have a conversation.
I'm trying, but I'm sorry, what?
I'm saying good luck. Trying to talk to me. I'm wishing you luck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I doubt I'd be able to. I mean, better men than you have tried and failed.
Anyway,
that's why I'm wishing you good luck.
You're playing.
Hang on, caller. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Question. Can you get your wife, Beth, to text you one of those messages?
To tell me if I'm being jerky?
She says, too jerky. Can you get
her? Hold on, let me see.
Because you're being too jerky.
Nope, I'm not. I haven't gotten that message, Ken. I think you owe me an apology.
No, you need to ask her to send one to you.
Oh, darling, please tell me that I'm being a jerk.
Yeah.
That is the basis of every good relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stand back. I'll stand down. Now, Enjoy your conversation, Ken.
I think I heard the caller say something about South America. Was that right?
Yes. I'm calling from Brazil,
Is this Honest Bernardo?
No, my name's Jeff, but...
Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not sure where you got Bernardo.
A Brazilian name.
Come on, it's short for Jeffrey. It's a name. It's a real name.
Can we call you Carlinho?
I'd rather not. Just call me Jeff. Come on, I'm an American.
I would really love to call you Bernardo, Honest Bernardo.
All right, call me Bernardo.
How about Gilberto?
No, wait,
Gilberto.
Ken.
Oh, that's
Ken, who's being
I
the jerk
that.
Now?
I love that.
Ken.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken, I heard you play Ahmed Pascoal earlier in your show.
Uh-huh.
And you seem to know a lot about Brazilian music. So
not really.
I would love to throw you a curveball with a Brazilian album.
Oh.
You're up for it, of course.
We have to warn people that you have to describe a really well-known album cover.
But I'm going
to
guess, is it Astrid Gilberto?
The Girl from Ipanema?
No Cigar.
Is it The Girl from Ipanema?
Close. Okay, I'm going to describe
Stan
it right
Getz?
Now,
is
so
it
listen
Stan
up.
Getz?
Okay, describe it.
Two guys, I'd say maybe like 14 years old, sitting in front of, sitting on, you know, dirt. In front of, like, green pastures, and whatchamacallit, one of those fences that poke you when you stick it.
Oh, an electric fence.
No, barbed wire.
No, no, without the, yeah, barbed wire.
Barbed
without
wire.
The,
yeah.
Without the electricity. So two kids sitting in front
of barbed wire. Well, wait, this is not fair. Wait, I'm sorry, this is not fair.
Why not?
Because Ken, as everyone knows, has an extensive collection of 14-year-old boys. He collects them from all over the world.
Not their albums.
So, I know that.
Not their albums, Andy.
Okay.
But but I'm talking about albums, specifically like clean albums.
There
anyway,
is no, okay, there's no way either Ken or I know this.
Yeah, we don't know it.
You know, we should have
you
Ken,
don't know it?
I'm sorry, Carlino slash Jeff.
It's Bernardo.
We're going to move on. See, we need well-known albums.
Yeah, we need
covers.
Album. Wait, hold on. Let me
like
explain
classic, the rules. Classic, iconic album covers.
If a caller, like the last caller, references an album that neither Ken or I have ever owned, there's going to be a penalty. That caller will pay a penalty.
He gets a demerit. A demerit.
No, it's not a demerit. I think it should be, they should be banned for 1 year from pledging
from calling.
To WFMU.
No, no, no.
Yes,
no.
They cannot pledge for 1 year.
No. I think
and
that,
it effective immediately.
No, the demerit means that they have to pledge twice as much.
No, no, no. Everybody loves to pledge.
No, they have, but they have
these
to pledge.
These losers love to pledge. If I'm punishing them, Ken, there'll be no pledging by that caller from Brazil for 1 year from today.
No.
That's his punishment.
I'd rather have them come and spend detention. They have to spend detention. They have to spend 24 hours in WFMU now with no bathroom. No bathrooms.
Ken, let's say, yeah, that's right. There's no bathrooms.
Yeah.
Hey, it's detention where you have to bring your own bucket.
We have a full phone bank, Andy.
Okay, but here's the rule. If you get two demerits going forward on our show, you have to come in for detention. We're gonna have an afternoon of detention sometime this winter.
Yeah, and it's not gonna be fun. It's not gonna be fun detention.
And they'll be, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna confiscate your bucket at the door.
Yes.
No, imagine detention without a WFMU without a bucket.
All right, brother. Now you're talking. All right, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Hi,
describe
an
album cover.
You're on the air. Describe a well known album cover.
All right. I have an easy one because despite being from Brazil, I lived in New Jersey for a while.
Okay.
Okay. So take it easy.
Okay. Did you live in
the White Album?
Despite being
it's from not the
Brazil.
White Album by the Beatles.
Okay.
It's a white album. Okay.
With a vegetable on the front.
A vegetable.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
That's the Allman Brothers.
No. It's a Pennsylvania band.
A white album.
Oh, it's a Pennsylvania band.
With a vegetable, like broccoli or... It does ring a bell.
It's a spicy vegetable. Come on.
Yeah,
you're on your way. This is a demerit.
It's a pepper.
Exactly, the pepper.
It's a pepper on a white album. I can picture the album. But it's not...
Come on, you know this.
It's not...
Wait,
you know
it's
this.
A green,
I know
is it
you
a
know
green
this.
Pepper?
It's not Wet Willie. It's not the Poussette Dart Band.
No.
It's not the Climax Blues Band. It's a Pennsylvania band.
Is it the Poussette Dart Band?
No.
No.
Oh, then it's got to be Wet Willie.
It's more experimental. It's more hilarious.
Is it Ween?
Exactly.
I got it. I nailed
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right.
Wait, that's your definition of nailing it?
I feel so accomplished.
Guess number 8.
What do I win?
You don't win anything, but you didn't get a demerit.
You didn't get a second demerit, but Jeff from Brazil, you still have one demerit next year.
That's
name.
Right, two demerits, and you must come to detention. And no pledging to the station.
I'll get on the next flight. Okay.
No
fine.
Bucket.
No pledging to the station.
No bucket. You can pledge, but no bucket.
Oh, no.
Ken, these losers love to pledge. You're not punishing them.
No, most of them don't pledge, Andy. You don't understand that. It's like only 10% or less pledge. Most of them don't pledge. Most of them are like you.
Yeah. Like me?
Yeah.
Like me. Have you ever met anyone that's pledged more money to this damn station?
I have.
You have, really?
I have, yeah.
I want to meet him. I want to take that guy out to dinner.
You're not our number one donor.
We'll commiserate together. I want to meet the number one donor.
Okay.
Somebody stupider than me.
Hi, you're on the air. Describe a famous album cover.
Okay, on the cover of this one, it's got all four of the Beatles, and they're all holding their arms in different directions. That's it.
Very good, yeah. Andy. You got it. It's one
well,
to one.
That's not even a challenge.
No, I wasn't going to get it.
I'm a Beatle expert. I can name all the Beatles.
No, you can't.
I can name most of the Beatles.
Well, most of them. I mean, that's only four. There's only seven Beatles. So I was immediately like thinking which Beatles album it could be, and I wasn't even thinking of Help.
All right, there you go. I wonder if it spelled out something in semaphore when their hands on the cover.
Well, of course it did. It spelled out Help.
Oh, of course. You're right. I'm sure it probably did. Oh, yes, of course.
Hi, you're on the air.
Breaking the toilet, baby. Breaking the toilet, baby. Breaking the toilet, baby. Breaking the toilet.
All right.
You know what's great about that call?
What?
My favorite part of that call. He was on hold for 8 minutes. He was waiting.
The toilets are working.
He was waiting. What a life. What a full life that kid must have.
Oh, Andy, you know what I just realized?
Oh, what?
It's like once the fire department turns off all the water going into the building, every toilet in the building will still have one flush in it.
Yeah, you can auction that off. I know what you're thinking.
That's
make a
lot of
money.
So Monty Hall has four toilets.
Make a little money.
Second floor has one. Third floor has two. That's seven.
Yeah.
Fourth floor has one. That's eight. So there's eight toilets.
You're an eight dump station.
Yeah.
You're an eight dump freeform station.
So it's not like we're helpless. We have eight.
You're eight dumps away from disaster.
We have eight flushes. We just got to use them wisely.
Yeah, use them wisely.
We got to get people to pool their resources.
Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Have you got a famous album cover to describe for us?
I do. I do have a question, though. If the album has, like, a gimmick, do I describe the gimmick?
Describe the gimmick.
Oh, the zipper. Exile on Main Street.
No,
Exile on Main Street
white
was
album.
Not, no.
Oh, Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers with the zipper.
Nope.
The Velvet Underground and Nico.
Nope. It has the faces of the members, but if you spin a wheel, the images in the little cutout circles change, and it's like a little bit of a collage type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, on her Satanic Majesty's request.
Nope.
Oh.
No, you have a spinny wheel. Right?
And the images change when you spin the wheel.
Right, right.
Oh, I love those old album gimmicks. My God. What was the heyday of the album gimmicks? The late 60s?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They were the best.
Yeah, Velvet Underground and Nico had the peel-off banana, and then Sticky Fingers had the zipper.
Yeah.
Didn't Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy have some kind of, like, cutout window thing going on?
All right, you're getting close. You're getting close with Zeppelin.
Ah. Andy, any guesses from you?
I'm going to guess it's some kind of Led Zeppelin offshoot, or maybe Led Zeppelin itself is my guess. And I'll tell you the hint he gave me, you're getting close with Zeppelin. That was the hint I needed.
Oh, yeah. Man, you are sharp, Andy.
But I don't know Zeppelin.
I don't know him well enough to guess on this. So, Michael, where are you from?
It must have been
I'm from Buffalo.
Michael from Buffalo. I think you're okay. Tell us, Michael, because I think you're going to get a demerit.
Zeppelin 3.
Oh, Zeppelin 3. Okay.
Zeppelin 3 had the gimmick like that, a little wheel that's that was
it had, really wow.
Okay. Yep.
I think I should get half a point.
No, that's a demerit because neither of us knew it.
But I said Zeppelin. I got Zeppelin.
One more demerit, Michael.
Ken did get Zeppelin.
I did get Zeppelin.
I think I got Zeppelin.
No, I got Zeppelin.
Oh, doesn't matter.
All right, Michael from Buffalo gets one demerit. Sorry, Michael.
Okay, one more demerit, son, and you are banned from pledging.
No. he has to come for detention and give up his bucket at the door. But what if they come for detention and we still have, you know, 6 or 7 flushes left? Right now we have 8 flushes.
I think you want to, I think highest bidder, but baby, highest bidder.
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe I shouldn't tell everybody to work from home tomorrow. Maybe I should have them come on in and fight it out.
Yeah, fight it out.
Yeah, fight
yeah,
it out.
Wrestle it out in the lobby.
Let's see, who's on tonight? Dawn Fleming. Oh, and then Sydney. She's doing her first Wednesday night show. It's a new show.
Oh, it'll be memorable tonight for Sydney.
Yeah.
Bring your bucket, Sydney.
She'll be here alone, though, and there won't be anybody to argue with about... Oh, no, she won't be here alone after all. Okay.
There won't be anyone to monitor the flushes.
Well, she will have to fight it out with a couple of other people, I'm realizing. So, yeah.
You glad now you took my advice and installed hidden cameras in every bathroom in the building?
I didn't do that. They're very much out in the open. Because honesty is the best policy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, Ken. They're very much out in the open.
Well, I mean, you know, if you know what a camera looks like, it's not hard.
Yeah. Ken goes home. He doesn't watch HBO. He doesn't watch Netflix. He's got his toilet cameras, toilet surveillance to watch.
I've got my app, my toilet app.
You've got your app. Yeah.
I've learned how to use
it. Let's see how the staff is doing tonight, honey.
All right. Here we go. Another call.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you from?
Gardner, New York.
Andy, this is Melissa from Gardner, New York.
Now, Melissa, do you collect vinyl records? Do you have a collection of albums?
I do not.
But
I have a few, but I don't have
a collection. Cover? You can describe an old album cover?
Yeah, I'm going to describe it to you, yeah.
Okay, don't name the band. We'll and you understand, if neither Ken nor I know this album cover, you're getting a demerit.
I hope you can figure it out.
Okay.
So the cover has like a wide border of like a white palish pink, and it has a fruit truck on it.
Fruit truck.
A fruit truck.
Hmm.
Is it a painting or a drawing, or is it an actual photograph?
It's like an illustration
of a fruit truck.
A fruit truck.
Is this a favorite album of yours?
You know, my name might be a clue.
Beastie Boys.
Allman Brothers.
Beastie Boys.
No.
No.
It's the Allman Brothers.
Which album?
Eat a Peach. Good one, Andy.
Well, Jessica, she gave us the hint we needed.
No, Melissa. Sweet Melissa.
You got
yeah,
it.
That's right.
That was the first song I ever played on the radio, Sweet Melissa. Wow.
Really?
Yep, really.
Oh, really?
At what station?
At WVHP in Highland Park, New Jersey.
And what was the last song you played on the radio? That would be the last song you played this morning.
Because
that will probably be the last song ever from that.
Oh, that was No Passport by the Johannesburg Street Band.
Oh, they're the best.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the best, but they're pretty.
Oh, no, they're great live.
They're pretty darn good.
Every time I've seen them live, you know what their encore was?
Stick it
no
to the man.
No passport.
Oh, no passport. Well, sweet Melissa, thanks for calling. That was a good one.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
I never realized that was a fruit truck on the...
Have a bucket-free night.
Wasn't it a peach truck?
I don't know, son.
Okay.
Whatever makes you happy.
Well,
yeah, let's call it a peach truck.
You're winning.
Whatever you want.
You're winning, Andy.
Fine, good.
You don't even care.
I don't care much.
Yeah. No.
I am impressed. I will say this. I'm very impressed you didn't just run a rerun. You didn't get Matt Warwick up to the microphone. You didn't run downstairs and monitor the destruction of your beloved building.
The show must go on.
I got to say, I'm very impressed.
Now, why couldn't you make it in tonight, by the way? Why are you zooming in?
I didn't care enough to drive in.
Ah, okay.
So it's not like I don't have an excuse.
Did it have anything to do with your little CBS TV show?
Yes, I had some meetings that went a little late.
Oh yeah, what happened at the meetings?
They told me why my scripts weren't working.
Oh, I see.
And I'm so grateful they did.
You're going to be reporting to Barry Weiss now, isn't that right?
I don't think directly.
Yeah, I think they're putting her in charge of CBS.
Looking forward to that.
That'll be fun. Okay, let's take another call.
Are we getting calls on this?
Nonstop, Andy.
Oh, God.
The switchboard is lit up. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think the switchboard was lit up on the Titanic, too.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Claudia.
Hi, Claudia. Where are you from?
Hi, Claudia.
I'm from Brazil. Claudia from Brazil.
Yes, I am.
Do you know Jeff or Honest Bernardo?
I know Jeffrey, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're both from Brazil, Ken. What do you expect?
I know. It's not that big of a country.
I have a map right here in the office. Brazil is like 3 inches wide.
Okay, Claudia, do you have a famous album cover you'd like to describe to us?
Yes, I do. It's blue, like the sky, blue sky.
Okay.
And it has a steel guitar.
It has what?
That's it.
Dire Straits.
Guitar. Oh,
it's dire Straits.
Oh, it's so easy.
It's a blue. It's blue with a guitar. That's it. That's the
only. No, it's already. I've got it. It's Dire Straits' first album.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Not their first album.
One of my favorites.
It's their second album, isn't it?
I think it is.
I'm stumped, Claudia. Claudia, I'm stumped. Yeah. What's the album?
He doesn't know.
He just said it.
Oh, it is Dire Straits.
Well, of course it is.
It is Dire Straits.
Oh, it is Dire Straits. Andy wins again.
Ken, when I say an answer, the call's over.
I just assume you're wrong, Andy. I'm sorry.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
God, I don't have any feelings. It's been they would be hurt.
I mean, you know, you're usually wrong, so I'm sorry. I shouldn't assume it anymore. I won't. I stand corrected.
It was really obvious, Donnie. Come on.
It can't be more obvious.
Yeah, but come on, it's Dire Straits.
That was a gimme.
It's Dire Straits.
Well, Dire Straits are the best.
Thank you, Claudia. And
you're welcome.
And thank you, Jeff. Yeah, that
interesting fact about Dire Straits.
Please tell me.
They wrote a lot of their own material.
Well, of course they did.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But all right, not so interesting. Fine.
Mark Knopfler is...
Oh, screw you. I was trying to... Oh, fine. Then you know everything.
He's a great guitar player.
Fine. Let's take the next call.
I'll give him that.
Oh, shut up. They're the best.
Hi, you're on the air.
Just because they're good, you're preset against them.
No, he's a great guitarist.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, who's this?
Now. Somebody shut him up.
Hi, this is Pam.
Oh, hi, Pam. Andy,
hey,
it's
Pam. Hey, how are you?
President Pam.
Hi.
It's our president. Pam was going to be, if I could make it into the station, Pam was going to be my conscience. My Jiminy Cricket. We'll do that next
week.
And
I look forward to doing that, yes.
Yeah, I know. You would be great. You were born to do that, to be somebody's conscience.
Should we practice? Should we practice?
No.
No?
No, it's only good. It's only good if I'm on the phone with another caller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Pam is saying, now be polite. Now apologize.
Pam, could you just say a line or two as Andy's conscience?
Andy, do not talk about the van.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're great. You're great, Pam. I can't wait to do this.
That was
perfect. We'll try it next week. Now, Pam, we know you're a fan. You're a music fan. I don't know if you collect vinyl records, but do you have an album cover in your head?
I have a cover in my head, yes, and I was hoping I would actually be the first one chosen because it was kind of appropriate, or the first, you know, the whatever. But it's a group of men who have just marked their territory.
The Who? Who's next?
Exactly.
I win. Thank you, Pam.
Wait, what does that
You're
mean,
welcome.
Mark their territory? They're urinating?
They just urinated on a stone monolith.
Yeah.
But how do you... Wait, I know that album cover. How do you know they just
urinated?
I know,
but
How do you know they just urinated?
To understand obtuse.
You can see the
know they urinated. What?
Because it's obvious. You see the urine on the stone monolith, and they're all pulling their zippers up.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I own that album. I've looked at that album for hours.
Are you serious? That's hanging in the bathroom in KFKC.
What did you think? What did you think was going on, Andy?
I didn't go there. I didn't have them urinating.
Well, what else would they be doing?
What? Wait.
Checking their zippers.
I'm speechless.
Why?
You can't be
serious. Rock stars don't want to be caught with their zippers down.
What?
It's kind of obvious what was happening.
There are wet marks on the monolith.
Yeah, four band members, four wet marks, four rock stars.
At about the right level, right. Not head level. Well, depending on which head you're talking about.
Pulling their zippers up. There's no other possible interpretation.
I must have looked at that for hours.
Wow.
I guess I was so in love with Roger Daltrey that I didn't even look.
Yeah.
Wow.
He did have those golden flowing locks.
Are you acting now, Andy? There's no way you couldn't have known this.
I did not know it.
Wow.
I knew that the band The Who, the four members of the band The Who, hated monoliths. I know that. They hated rocks.
A rock is not a monolith.
Yeah, it's not exactly a monolith.
What were they peeing on? I feel like I should bring up the album.
It was a giant stone block.
Tower-ish. Now,
why would they pee on it, though?
They were just
because they're marking their territory.
They were just.
What does that mean? Why is that their territory?
They were asking who's next. Like, there's somebody in line to go.
What the hell does that mean? Who's next? What does that have to do with peeing on the stone?
They were driving from Birmingham to Leeds.
God, I hate this band.
And they had to take a leak.
They're the worst.
Jesus.
Peeing on a stone. Do you think other bands of the day, do you think the Stones or the Beatles, they looked at that album cover and said, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
no, it's
memorable.
It's stupid.
Well, the Beatles had already broken up by then.
It's stupid. It was stupid then, and it's even more stupid now.
It's a classic album cover,
Andy. Because you don't understand. It'll
if I was interviewing Pete Townsend, I would ask, I could only ask him like three questions.
Yep.
Well, two would be about his pedophilia collection.
Uh-huh.
And then the last one would be about why he hated that stone.
I don't think they
did. Who knows what's hate.
I think that's an assumption you're making that they
Was there another? Was there another group of guys off camera that were about to claim that territory as their own?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. This is our stone. We're the Who.
I believe the Move had previously claimed that stone.
They were
as their
the
own.
Move was off camera waiting for to take their photo shoot around that stone. But Pete Townsend said, oh, no, you don't. This is our stone, and we're going to prove it.
Exactly.
Well, Pam, that was a good one.
Good. And, Ken, I hope you get the help you need.
I hope I get the help you need.
I hope you get a 30-pound cork you can put in that damn pipe.
Yeah, they're still going in and out. It looks like it's not fixed yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good luck.
Wow.
I can't wait to see what awaits me when I get off the air at 7.
I can't wait to not be there when we get off the air.
Thanks, Pam. Do you want to catch people up, Andy, in case they're just tuning in and they missed the exciting?
Oh, my God. Don't I envy them if they were just tuning in. Our show began with Ken in the middle of an emergency. A water pipe had burst in the basement of the radio station. And Ken, loyal to his fans, loyal to this show, Ken refused to give up his place at the microphone. Ken is upstairs on the third floor while firemen are working in the basement to plug the leak.
You know, Bruce Springsteen's son used to be part of this fire company.
Ah.
Yeah. He came here a couple of times.
That story has something for everybody. If you love Bruce Springsteen and you love firemen, that's a great story.
Yeah, but he's retired now.
Wait, Bruce Springsteen's son is retired?
Yes.
That's how old Bruce Springsteen is?
Oh, my God. They make such good money, these firemen. Are you kidding me?
You mean 20 years and out? Yeah, he now has a pension?
Yeah, I guess so. You excited to see that new Bruce Springsteen biopic?
I can't wait.
Really?
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm a little disappointed.
Why? You haven't even seen it.
Because it's based on Nebraska.
Oh, fine, Ken.
Who cares? Who cares about Nebraska?
Who cares what you think?
The album. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I guess so. Hello. So my album cover is, there's kind of a theme.
Whoa. What's your name?
My name's Terry from Burlington, Vermont.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. So my album cover is my favorite album cover by far, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And it's a provocative cover of a female with a Brazilian wax on the front, and then the backside, back of the album is even more provocative and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. I know it.
Yeah,
wait,
I know it. I know it too.
Yeah,
but it's not Blind Faith. It's not. Is it Roxy Music?
No, it's not. It's a.
Oh my
faith.
God! I can picture it.
All your DJ, a lot of your DJs will know it. Probably almost all of them will know it. And it's the album, the cover aligns with the singer's beautiful voice and everything about her. Do you want a hint? Another hint?
Butt Cracks from Bethlehem.
No.
Okay, yeah, give us a hint.
Brazilian Wax is a hint, and it's also of a, you know, part of a theme today, which I thought Brazilian callers would be calling about this because it's so provocative and one of the best albums of the 70s.
Is it? Oh my God, was it Gal Costa or?
Yep.
Oh yes, it was Gal Costa. Nailed it.
Yes.
Okay, that can't count.
Why not?
Because you're just making up names now.
No, Gal Costa.
No, that's not a real person.
I forgot about
India.
That. Right, India. That's
is the
right.
Album,
the beautiful.
No, that doesn't count. I've never heard of it.
Tie ball game. Thank you. Thank you, Terry from Vermont. Sure. All right, Andy, it's 3-3. We need a tiebreaker. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have an album cover to describe? We need a tiebreaker here.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Evening.
It's Zachary. Hi, Zachary.
Yes. Hey, let us know if you need anything. If you want composting toilets or 5-gallon buckets with toilet seats, Ken.
Oh, we're going to need it all.
Say the word.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna need it all. Okay, so the album cover, golf. There's a big golf ball on it.
Devo.
And there's a. Which one?
Are We Not Men?
Well, there's a quest, yeah. The quest.
Got it.
On there. Good job.
And yay. Bye.
Love it. Nice.
Thank you, Zachary.
Thank you.
And, Andy, I guess I win.
I enjoyed just listening to that call. I didn't contribute at all to that call.
No, you didn't.
That would be... I just wanted our listeners to imagine a future without me. Imagine a show without me. It would have been just like that last Zachary call. Ken yelling the word Devo.
But then I had to add, Are We Not Men?
It was a joyless minute and a half.
Hey, don't forget to buy tickets to our stand-up comedy night a week from Friday.
A week from Friday.
At Monty Hall. God. Yeah, we were gonna plan it out tonight, but you couldn't make it in. Because you didn't care enough to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, entertainment on the Titanic has never been better.
And there still are some tickets left. Go to WFMU.org and look for the Monty Hall page, and you can get tickets. It's a benefit for WFMU a week from Friday night, September 19th, I believe.
Yeah, we're all going to do comedy. Come 10 minutes early for the lifeboat drill.
Yes. And Irwin has a very, very special video that he has uncovered that he's very excited to debut.
Oh, great. Hey, do you want to give us a little teaser? Like what DJs will be helping out? What DJs will be on the roster?
Todophonic Todd, Jeremiah, Kendraplex, you, me, Irwin. What's his name?
Wait, how did you get what's his name? I thought he was all booked up.
Oh, no, he's been having a bit of trouble getting stage time. So, yeah.
Okay.
He got canceled.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be a great show.
Similar to you. Well, you didn't quite get canceled. You got booed off stage. Well, you didn't quite get booed off stage, did you? You kind of got ignored off stage.
I'm not big enough to get canceled. That's my career plan. That's my career survival plan.
What is it called, what they did to you at the Madison open mic night? Ignoring you off stage?
Yeah, I died. Yeah. I died a grisly death. But I'm gonna have the same material, gonna be delivered in exactly the same way.
Excellent. That's Friday night, September 19th at Monty Hall, which will be dry and free of carbon monoxide by then.
How about next week? We'll do a contest, and if people get a demerit, they have to attend our comedy show.
Sounds good. So far, Jeff from Brazil got a demerit, and Michael from Buffalo got a demerit. And we're going to be keeping these. Demerits do carry from one week to the next.
Ken, can I ask you something seriously?
Yeah.
What if, like, hypothetically, somebody was listening to this show and was worried about the fate of the station and the building? Will there be an update posted online?
That's a good question. I don't even know if I'm going to go out of town tomorrow or whether I have to cancel my trip.
But people are worried now, Ken. They want some kind of reassurance.
Okay, I'll put an update on the homepage.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Thank you, Andy.
Take care of your little building, buddy.
I know how much you believe in transparency. All right, thanks. We'll see you next week. This is
All right, I'm really sorry you had to go through this. I really am.
Thanks. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Thank you to President Pam. And thank you to the finest Jersey City Fire Department and Big Matty Warwick. Stay tuned next for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Dylan.
Here we are. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having joined us here. Looks like we have just about a full room. So sit back, relax, and make believe you're in someone's living room, because that's the atmosphere he likes to create. He'll sing some of your favorite songs. He might even invite you to sing a song or two together with him. So here he is. A nice round of applause for a real nice guy, Hasse Silvan.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Trade Winds. Maybe I should tell you that for 3 months ago, I got a letter from Washington saying that I'm exactly like all of you, an American citizen. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got another letter 2 weeks ago saying that I have to report to the draft board, so I think I'm accepted. I would like to sing a song who become very popular from a recent movie. It goes something like this. Where do I begin to tell the story how a great love can be? A sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello, she gave meaning to the empty word of mine. There'll never be another love, another time. She came into my heart and made a living fine. She fills my heart. Songs with wild imaginings, she fills my soul with so much love that anywhere I go, I'm never lonely with her alone. How could be lonely? I reach for her hand. It's always there. How long does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers, now but this much I can say. I know I need her till the stars all burn away. She fills my heart. She fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs, with wild imaginings. She fills my soul with so much love that anywhere I go, I'm never lonely with her alone. How could be lonely? I reach for her hand. It's always there. It's always. Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel a little bit strange up here with all these things. Is there anybody who drinks beer or something? I feel like a desert in my mouth. Huh? No? I would like to sing a Swedish song for you. I know we have the Skål Club here. You've never heard Swedish spoken, right? I would like to have it to sing a Swedish song for you. I think this one is a very old folk song, matter of fact. I think already the Vikings, when they discovered the States, were singing this song.
Is that true?
Okay.
Okay.
regnet är bara hösten ner. Och jag är så blöt om både skor och strumpor. Du kanske inte trodde att det var allvar när jag sa att jag kommer. Men bara du, och var har du våran sol? Som jämt skulle lysa.